Firstborn, Exposing the Myth of Pre-Existence, A Synoptical Examination, Steve Martin, Compilation Editor. Chapter 6 of 10, Philippians and the Humility of the Exalted Man. Few passages get quoted more in support of Jesus' supposed pre-existence than Philippians 2, 5-11. The traditional spin goes something like this. Jesus was a divine being in heaven, who humbled himself by leaving his glory there, taking on flesh, and then returning to his exalted state. But if you read the text carefully, Paul is not describing a heavenly being stepping down. He's showing us the profound humility of a man, Jesus of Nazareth, who obeyed God to the very end, and was then exalted as the reward for his obedience. The context: a call to humility. The whole section in Philippians is an exhortation. Paul is urging believers, have this mindset in you which was also in Christ Jesus. The point is about attitude, not metaphysics. He's holding up Jesus as the pattern of human humility and obedience. That works only if Jesus is relatable, if he's truly human. If he's a pre-existent deity pretending to be human, the example collapses. In the form of God, Philippians 2:6. When Paul says that Jesus was in the form of God, he's not describing some pre-incarnate being floating around heaven. Representation, not physicality. Jesus, as a man, perfectly represented God. He bore God's authority, reflected his character, and embodied his will. Moses and the prophets did this in part. Jesus did it fully. No pagan shape-shifting. This is not Zeus taking on human disguise. The Bible doesn't deal in myths of gods morphing into creatures. It's about a man who lived in complete alignment with the Father. Did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Jesus never claimed equality with God. Though uniquely God's Son, he didn't use that relationship to his own advantage. He refused to seize status or privilege. Instead, he chose obedience, service, and trust. That's true humility. He emptied himself. The famous phrase, "he emptied himself," has been loaded with centuries of theology. But what did it really mean? Emptying rights, not divinity. Jesus didn't give up divine attributes because he never had them to begin with. He laid down his rights as a man. He emptied himself of self-interest, pouring himself out in service. A descent into shame. His emptying wasn't from heavenly glory to human flesh. It was from the relative honor of his ministry to the ultimate shame of the cross, from public acceptance to public humiliation. Isaiah's witness. Isaiah 53:12 says, "He poured out his soul unto death." That's very human language. Spirits don't pour out their souls. Jesus was a man, and his emptying was a human act that cost him everything. Obedient to death, even death on a cross. This is where the humility of Christ comes into full view. Real obedience. He didn't want the cross. Gethsemane makes that clear. But he trusted his Father and obeyed even when it meant pain, fear, shame, and death. The faith of Christ. This is why his obedience was so profound. It required faith. Real faith. If he already knew everything because of a pre-existent memory, faith would be totally meaningless. Hebrews says that he endured the cross for the joy set before him, a joy he didn't yet have. That's real trust in a future that God promised, not a return to some old glory. Therefore, God highly exalted him. This is the turning point. Because Jesus humbled himself, God exalted him. Reward, not restoration. God didn't give something back to him that he used to have. He gave him something new, the name above every name. Jesus became the first mortal to be crowned with immortal glory, Hebrews 2:9. Granted authority. All authority in heaven and earth was given to him after his resurrection, Matthew 28:18. He received it. He didn't reclaim it. A man we can follow. This reading of Philippians doesn't make Christ smaller. It makes him greater and more relatable. A real example. We can't imitate a hybrid being. We can't follow a God who pretended to be human. But we can follow the man who chose humility, endured shame, and obeyed in faith. Our pattern. Paul's whole point is that we adopt this same mindset. We don't cling to privilege. We lay ourselves down in service. And just as God exalted Jesus, we can trust him with our future. The memory loss theory. Some try to preserve pre-existence by suggesting that Jesus forgot his heavenly life and then remembered it later, often tying this to John 17:5. But Scripture never says this. It's speculation piled on speculation. If we need that kind of patchwork to protect a doctrine, maybe the doctrine itself is flawed. The glory of the obedient man. Philippians 2 doesn't show us a God leaving heaven and returning. It shows us a man who humbled himself and was exalted by God. This isn't a demotion followed by restoration. It's the glorification of humanity. Jesus is the prototype of where all humanity is headed. His exaltation is God's declaration that humility, faith, and obedience win in the end.